So, Gary, just what's the week's training been like in the build-up to this game then?
Yeah, preparation is key, and working hard, focused all on Sheffield United.
And in terms of how things were after the Wolves game, have you sort of taken on board one or two things that perhaps you learnt from that game?
You learn from every game. We're very focused on what we're doing and what we need to do. Each game poses different problems, so I said from the very start, we haven't got time for regrets in any of these moments. Time moves quick, games can come very quickly. The atmosphere that we have, the environment we have, is there's no moping about. We get on with it and we take the rough with the smooth, and that's how we address it after every single game, and we put our maximum into that week or those couple of days if it's in between games, preparation and all focus on the next game. We have to be that way in this type of situation.
And you lost Harley Dean, of course, at the weekend, and there wasn't any way of getting that overturned in the end, was there?
Yeah, obviously, straight after the game, I felt there was a good possibility. We have a good possibility, but then after the next day or so, I was speaking to a few people, getting some advice on that situation and stuff like that, of how to proceed, because I wanted to proceed it, if I'm honest, but judging what the likely outcome would be or the feedback would be, I decided against going through with it. So it's a blow. Harley's done very well since I've come in, and he's been very good at the performance levels that he's been producing. So, but when that happens again, same thing, you move forward. We have good options. We have Robbo, for instance, in terms of an option. To be fair, when I come in, the three of them, I had one day to make a decision on the centre-back pairing, and you have to make that decision very quickly. And then obviously Morrow and Harley had the nod in that first game, and they've done very well with it, pretty much done very well in all the games with it, so they've managed to keep it. But obviously with Roberts, he's been a bit unlucky, if I'm honest. He's a good player. I like him a lot, and he's got potential, and he's been training very hard, pushing very, very hard in competition in all the weeks that we've been here, and he's a possibility. Plus, we have other options as well. So, as I said, whatever comes at you, you deal with it and move forward with it.
And Jeremy Boga wasn't in the 18. Is he back in your thoughts for this game?
All the players are in my thoughts, and you try and select the squad on what you feel would do best for you, the team and for the club on any given game. And you select the squad how you feel appropriate, and you judge it on training, you judge it on performances previous and all those things, and obviously continuity as well. So all the players are fighting for a place and in the squads, and that's how it should be. It's competitive. So the 18 that go onto the pitch on Saturday will be the ones that I feel will give us the best opportunity to get what we need.
And the usual question about Sam Gallagher, is he any closer this week?
Yeah, he's been training this week, and so far so good, and it looks like he'll be available for the weekend, so that's a good boost. Obviously Shea coming back as well. It's been in terms of attacking options in his last three games has been very, very limited. Even before that, obviously with Sam being out just before that as well, so we've been limited in that situation, which never helps. But Shea coming back and Sam obviously training really well this week, and so far so good. It's good to have those options back available.
And a word on Sheffield United, it looked, at the beginning of the season for a while as though Chris Wilder was going to have, three automatic promotions, one with Northampton and then back-to-back ones with Sheffield United. That isn't a possibility anymore, but they're still in contention for the playoffs, aren't
they? Yeah, they are, and Chris has done a fantastic job down there. They've had a fantastic season, whichever way it finishes for them. They've had a fantastic season back in the Championship, and as they all are, I've said from the first game I come in here, every game is the biggest game of the season, every single one of them, and it'll be the same for the remaining three games that we have. Each game will be the biggest one. So I think the team have showed the response since we've come in here that's been needed in terms of performance levels and desire, and it's very clear that they're doing everything in their power to make sure that we remain in the league, and that's what we're all focused on. So Sheffield United will come, it'll be a very difficult game, as they all are. They're a very good side. It'd be a tough game, but one that we're preparing for.
And you've generated that bond, of course, with the supporters very quickly. And again, you'll need them more than ever, won't you, this weekend?
Yeah, and look, it's so pleasing to see the response from our fans. And let's talk about this game. The response that's come in. The fact that there's very few tickets left, and we all know the huge part that St Andrews is going to play for us, as all the games are, even away. But St Andrews, you know, it's obviously a special place for us because it's our home ground. It's where most of our fans get to see us. And that response that they're showing, coming in their numbers, I think it's huge. You know, it gives the players confidence that, you know, there's supporters coming, because I think the supporters trust, you know, in the effort and the commitment that the players are trying to put in. And that's why fans come, to show that support. And it's huge, you know, it's huge confidence boost for everyone. And we go out there, and as always, to try and make our fans proud. And I'm sure they're going to be vocal. And it's going to be that atmosphere to push the players, because they really need the fans right now as well in this situation. And as I said at the very start, we're all going it together, and we'll fight to the end of each and every game.